Proclamation number 6875, dated the July 21st, 1957. Which forces trigger natural disasters? With every spiritual gift you receive the evidence of my love, for you shall not remain in darkness, you shall increase in light and strength, in realization and strong will, and live and work on earth accordingly. For every activity in blindness of spirit, in wrong thinking, is worthless for the soul, and since it is my will that your soul shall mature on earth, your activity must have a purpose, which only the light of realization can achieve. And thus time and again I will enlighten you where it is still dark in you. I will instruct you truthfully and repeatedly pour out my spirit over you as soon as you present me the opened vessel, so that I can fill it when your heart longs for my words. You very often still shelter misguided thoughts, especially when you cannot let go of knowledge, of concepts, which did not come to you by way of the spirit, which cannot be called the working of the spirit, but which were intellectually acquired and possibly even combined with spiritual findings, on account of which you don't question its truth. But it is not pure truth, and therefore you cannot attain complete clarification until you let go of this mental knowledge, until you are willing to abandon it, because only then will there be brightness in you which will illuminate every corner of your heart. Only someone who is in constant contact with me will be able to understand that. He will therefore also instantly recognize when he is approached by error, because this realization is the result of his heartfelt contact with me. And so every one of you, too, can become released from error through this heartfelt bond with me. For I do not allow you to entertain erroneous thoughts, in one way or another will convey the truth to you. The creative process requires strength, this will be obvious to all of you. Strength is my emanation of love, which is accepted without resistance. Consequently, only a being which voluntarily opens itself to receive strength and therefore does not resist me in any way which would render my every illumination of love ineffective, can be creatively active. From this follows that the flow of my strength of love can only permeate beings which have joined me already, which can no longer be counted amongst my adversaries' followers, for they are still opposed to me. Otherwise they would no longer be his adherents. Hence these beings can neither participate in creating nor destroy creations, because they lack all strength to do so, precisely because they repel this strength of mine through their opposition. However, I always speak of beings, of self-aware spiritual beings. I speak of the once fallen original spirits which started their fall into the abyss as individual beings, and which also have to return to me again as individual beings. But the once fallen original spirits only became self-aware again in the human stage, whereas prior to that, as dissolved spiritual substances, they were not self-aware. Only in a state of self-awareness can the being accept my strength of love of its own free will, or even reject it again, and only in this state can it be creatively or destructively active. But now you humans can also observe destructions which cause you to make wrong assumptions. These destructions or influences are accomplished by natural forces, by elemental forces, and are not, as you believe, a manifestation of the forces of darkness. First you need to be instructed as to what these natural forces basically are, to whose will and whose power they are subject. You should know that I allow all spiritual substances a certain amount of freedom once they have made some progress in a state of compulsion, and thus they can temporarily remain unconstrained, that is, if they are to leave their shell prematurely and have not yet entered a new form. In that case, people will have intervened contrary to my lawful order and thereby so incensed the released spirits about the unlawfully interrupted process of development that they went on a rampage. And they are, in fact, entitled to do so, because premature liberation is no real freedom for the spiritual substance. In fact, it is so painful that it wants to take revenge on the human race for having caused this pain. This becomes particularly apparent when the normal growth of botanical creations is shortened due to greed, to avarice, when human will destroys creations of nature which, according to my plan of creation and salvation, also serves their purpose, and I therefore unlawfully prevented from fulfilling their intended purpose. The same also applies when useful earthly creations, i.e., fashioned by human hand, are willfully destroyed, so that the bound spiritual substances therein are prematurely released. Hence I do not prevent these spiritual substances from united elemental activity, but I only allow it for a certain length of time in order to constrain them again for the purpose of further development. However, huge manifestations of strength, as recognizable in natural disasters, need to be explained and assessed differently. The degree of opposition of all spirits is known to me, and therefore I also know when it lessens, when the restraint of the bound substance in hard matter can be eased. These spiritual entities test their strength by joining forces in order to burst their chains. Since the opposition to the strength of love, which hitherto encased it in form of matter, has already become weaker, the spirit's strength has become stronger to the same extent. And I do not stop these spirits from forcefully creating their next form for development themselves. Consequently, I allow the still completely immature spiritual substance to release itself from its present state earlier, which happens in the form of more or less violent natural disasters, in eruptions, earthquakes, thus in such natural catastrophes which originate inside the earth and should therefore be regarded as manifestations of strength by the bound spiritual substances there. But this destructive urge is by no means a sign of increased opposition towards me and therefore my opposing spirit's activity or influence. Instead, it is merely the urge for another, easier form. Admittedly, it is an unconscious urge, but, as a result of reduced opposition, one which naturally arises in the spirits, which I do not prevent because these spirits will be bound again anyway for further development in order to come yet another step closer to me. Even if it seems to you humans that my adversary's forces are at work, he can neither change nor destroy my works of creation. So all such events must be assigned to my will and my might, but they all have a spiritual purpose at the same time, even if countless human lives fall prey to them. For even the spiritual substances which are still bound in the creations of earth are given the opportunity to continue their path of development. Terminating a person's life on earth also happens for a reason. My love and wisdom will truly not harm anything, so that whatever happens is beneficial for the soul of the individual person affected by it. What the human being regards as a misfortune need not be a disaster, unless he loses faith and totally hands himself over to my opposing spirit's control. In that case, however, he had already been his follower, and even then he can still change his will, precisely because it is free. But any natural activity resulting in devastation or destruction can only be caused by the spiritual substance which is either still banished in solid matter and tries to release itself, which was unlawfully released from softer forms and thus rages because its process of development was cut short. However, Spiritual beings working on my adversary's instruction will never be able to manifest themselves in such a destructive way, because these beings are self-aware and have no strength at their disposal for such activity. Earthly creations are certainly my adversary's domain because his followers are banished in them, yet they are solely governed by my will and everything in a bound state is subject to my law. Amen.